You know what would be better? If I was pregnant.
That
and
would.
Then it would. It
yeah,
could maybe
yeah, yeah. Well, is this work. News?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
Wow. No. Oh, gosh.
I was like, wow, where are we going with
no,
this, Val?
I'm not pregnant.
Okay. Well, we've detoured about 14 times in 3 minutes, but... Yep. Snack mashups.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE double pretzel sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's the snacker mash.
Oh my god. Guys, it's been a great episode.
If I can make Jamie and our editor Anthony laugh with an intro, then I have done my job.
Fun fact, in fifth grade, you could take like a class from the high school cheerleaders and then perform at a football game. Uh-huh. And one of the songs I performed was the Monster Mash.
Love it.
So that really,
you have a new rendition
that really brought me up in my dreams of what I want for my life.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like a really big deal with those high schoolers down on the football field.
Sure.
So
if you haven't figured it out by now, today's episode is all about snack mashups.
We did it. I feel like we did a disservice by not putting this closer to Halloween if you were going to sing Monster Mash. But
well,
we are in
it's
October,
just a sneak
so
peek. Yeah, it's
here
just
we are.
A little sneak peek.
It's time to get in the Halloween season. Mm-hmm. Spooky season.
What are you going to be this year?
I don't know. Last year we did a duo costume.
We did.
Is that something we're going to think about this year?
We could totally.
Maybe we're a mashup. Maybe we're a snack mashup.
Wait, what were we last year? I'm totally blanking.
Fox's Donut Den.
Oh,
I was a fox
duh.
And you
yeah.
were a donut. Fox's Donut Den is a donut place here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I got up really early to do my fox makeup on myself.
She looked fly.
It was fire. I hate wearing makeup all year long. Sorry, kids, we don't say hate. I dislike wearing makeup all year long.
Uh-huh. Who needs
it? I love wearing Halloween makeup.
Mm, mm-hmm. I have an idea.
Let a therapist explain that to me. Yes.
You're kind of actually showing off what I was thinking.
Okay.
Avocado, I'll wear brown, I'll be the pit.
Okay. Let's keep workshopping.
I think it's a great idea because it will fit together like a glove.
It's an idea.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys...
We'd have to stand like a prom photo for every picture, though.
Done. You know what would be better? If I was pregnant.
Then it could maybe. Well, is this
work.
News?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, gosh.
I was like, wow, where are we going with
no,
this, Val?
I'm not pregnant.
Okay. Well, we've detoured about 14 times in 3 minutes, but...
Yep.
Snack mashups.
So this, we're going to share what has been created out in the world as snack mashups, either between brands or within the same brand, but different flavors, mashups and offerings. And then, Jamie, I have a little game for us later to play, so get excited about that.
Great. I also have some that are just two foods that I love that have been mashed up into
yeah,
a new
that's
food.
That's great.
So they're
that's
not
great.
Necessarily brands.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
And then I also made a list of some dream mashups that if I could invent some, I would invent them. And then that's what we'll offer you today. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
The goat of all mashups.
Okay.
A brookie.
Okay, that is a good one.
I just wanted us to start out where we can't match
that is
it.
Strong.
And so whatever else we do, it's fine because we haven't.
The thing about brookies, I agree, it is a goat, but it's just missing peanut butter. So I don't know if I can call it the goat without peanut butter.
Okay, okay. So if you don't know what a brookie is, it is a brownie and a cookie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are so good.
They're very good. Do you have a favorite brand that does them? Do you make them homemade?
I've made them homemade. The one I'm thinking that I love the most is made by Dozen Bakery here in Nashville and sold at Crema.
Oh, love that.
And it is so good.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about and you want to make it at home, it's super easy. The way I do it, tell me if you do it differently. Just mix up your batter, brownie,
I love a
batter. That's what you start to act like when you haven't had your brookie in time. So you make your brownie batter, and then when you put it in the pan, you also put clumps of chocolate chip cookie dough or whatever kind of cookie dough in it. So then when it bakes together, it's a brookie.
It is, yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Sometimes I'm really extra bakery, and I just do break and bake cookies on top.
Oh, nice.
Because then all you're doing is adding water, oil and egg to the brownie batter, mm-hmm. and then the break and bake cookies. So you don't need many ingredients. Whereas if you're going to like make your cookie dough batter, you need a few more things in your house.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to stay on the no brand train and keep sharing more of just generic ones?
I think you
ones?
Just go wherever you want. Okay. Let's just go where the Lord leads
us. So I'm going to jump over to a brand.
Okay.
And we got to give a little thank you to Hostess, which you guys know.
Oh.
From our Hostess and Little Debbie episode. We are Team Little Debbie.
But Hostess wins with this.
I know what you're saying. It is the Ding Dong Twinkie. Okay.
I didn't know that existed until I was today years old, mm-hmm. as the kids say. Mm-hmm. And I think I might be driving to Walmart to purchase one because that's where I saw they were for sale. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. it is a Twinkie inside.
Yep.
So it's that real spongy cake yep. with the cream.
With the cream.
But then all covered in chocolate like yes. a Ding Dong.
Which I really don't like either, but I think together there might be something there for me to like.
It is not what is made for the inside of my body, but I love a Twinkie. Mm-hmm. Love a Twinkie.
Check it out. Hostess Ding Dong Twinkie.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, next on my list, I don't know how I feel about this, but it is an A&W root beer Pop-Tart.
I've seen this.
Did you see this?
I did see
this. I love both of these items, uh-huh. but I just can't imagine what root beer filling tastes like.
See, the thing that I saw when I was doing my research is they also had a Crush Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah, Orange Crush one.
And I thought between the two, I'd rather do the root beer one.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm open to it. I don't know what, again, to your point, I don't know what root beer in solid form would taste like, but I'm definitely open to it.
Yeah.
Are they available now, or was
that's a great question? I don't know.
Okay, keep us posted.
Okay,
I'll share another one.
Okay,
this might be my favorite one on my list. I don't know. That's a strong statement, but I might be saying it. Lay's Funyun flavored wavy chips.
Oh yeah, we did just discover those.
So good, y'all! Again, if you didn't hear from us already, talk about this. It is literally just wavy Lay's chips with the like powder flavoring from a Funyun. So good. So if you have the problem like me, and I usually cut the roof of my mouth with those rings because they're so sharp on the edges, the wavy Lay's chips really do something for you, and you get that Funyun taste. So these are available currently, so check out your local Kroger or Meijer or Freddie Meijer.
Oh yeah,
we just saw Freddie Meijer.
We just call it Fred Meijer.
Oh, Fred Meijer.
Yeah, just Fred Meijer. His friends might call him Freddie.
Well, like, yeah.
Some buds. People jokingly call, like, or not jokingly, like, abbreviated calls it Freddy's.
Okay, cool.
But it's just Fred Meijer.
Love it. Fred
Meijer. I'm not seeing that these root beer Pop-Tarts are available anymore.
Oh, bummer.
So.
Okay. Well.
So.
Pop-Tart, if you're listening, just maybe release them again for
us
to try.
It's just your imagination at this point, if you'd like to think about it. Okay. Next one for me. I haven't eaten at this establishment in a really long time, but this really piqued my curiosity. A Whopperito. It is a Whopper from Burger King, but it's wrapped up. Instead of in a hamburger bun, it's wrapped up like it's a burrito.
What?
So it's
did Burger King...
It's Burger King sells it. Yeah, like it's their item. It's called a Whopper.
Currently,
yeah.
Right now.
No, I don't know. Oh, okay, I just... Okay.
So it was a Burger King item.
Yep, called the Whopperito.
I wonder how Taco Bell felt about that. Interesting.
I mean, Taco Bell doesn't offer me a cheeseburger inside of my burrito, so.
It's true. Okay, is the breading a tortilla?
It was introduced in 2016. I'm guessing it probably doesn't still exist.
So it didn't do well for the market. Is it like a tortilla?
Yes,
it's a tortilla. So it is burrito outside, burger inside.
Most of the ingredients of the Whopper wrapped inside a tortilla.
Okay.
So, and instead of ketchup, mayo, and mustard, it had queso. So it was basically just like a taco, like hamburger meat, mm-hmm. but in, mm-hmm. Hamburger form, lettuce, tomato, mm-hmm. queso.
There is a restaurant here in town called Taqueria del Sol, and they do have a cheeseburger taco, I think. And so they maybe they had the similar idea.
Maybe.
Maybe they
It does say it only lasted for 3 months.
Oh, darn it.
So I think we won't see that again, but.
But if it sounds interesting to you, sounds like it's really easy to make it at home.
Yeah. So try it out and let us know. I love its energy.
Okay, next on my list, Cheeto flavor mac and cheese. Now, don't get confused. These are not the mac and cheese like sticks covered with the Cheeto dust that you see randomly at movie theaters.
What's a mac and cheese stick?
Oh, you haven't seen this? Okay, let me. Okay. There's two things here we're working with. At certain movie theaters, I have seen Cheetos come out with a mac and cheese Cheetos. I think they call it Cheetos mac and cheese, but it looks like a mozzarella stick. But the inside is mac and cheese and the outside is Cheeto dust.
Okay.
I have not tried that. Sounds a little too disgusting for me, but that is one option. What I am talking about is Kraft mac and cheese partnered with Cheetos to just make a Cheeto flavored mac and cheese spiral edition. So that's what I'm talking about. I've had it. It is very cheesy. It is very orange. So for those two reasons, I won't do it again. But it is something
How
I did try.
How much more orange is it than just Kraft?
Like, you can't see it, but there's like a red-orange color up here that we're
so
looking at.
So it's like flaming colored.
It's flaming. And I actually think they did. I didn't try it. I think Kraft also did a flaming Cheetos flavoring too. But that was an interesting mashup I tried and said adieu no more. But it existed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your Cheetos and then I don't even know if it's raising it, but let's move to another cousin Cheeto item.
Okay.
Cheetos Flamin' Hot Burrito.
From?
It's on their website on Cheetos.
Oh.
It's basically like short rib, avocado, cheese, chili, sour cream in a burrito. And then you add Flamin' Hot Cheetos inside of it. And you wrap it all up
so
in a
tortilla.
Oh, so
this is like a recipe you should try
yes.
at home.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Again, not a big Flamin' Hot Cheetos fan. How do you feel about Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I'm not into them.
Yeah,
but I think
thing.
Taco Bell also had a Cheeto burrito. Let me look.
A Cheeto? Just for what the name alone, why doesn't that exist?
Yeah,
a Cheeto burrito?
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell Cheetos burrito.
Okay, tell us more.
I'm letting the Pop Sugar in 2016... Again, 2016 was the year of the mashup for the fast food places. Taco Bell had a Cheetos burrito, and it was basically like their rice, ground beef, their cheese sauce, sour cream, and then Cheetos inside of a burrito.
I could
so
try that
really
with regular Cheetos.
It could give you that crunch.
It could give me the crunch I'm looking for.
It feels like the same sort of like soft and crunchy that like a Crunchwrap Supreme
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm actually into this.
Okay,
I'm
great.
I'm actually into this.
I bet I could make you a Cheeto burrito.
Oh, please.
It feels very easy.
Going off those lines, this is probably the second cousin. Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell.
Oh, yep.
I mean, come mm-hmm. on. That's still around, right?
I would love to talk to someone at Taco Bell because they have partnered with other brands more than anyone else. Like they've got the Mountain Dew Baja
Blast.
Slushy drink mm-hmm. thing, and they just partner with other brands really well. So good on you for that, Taco Bell. I will always eat you.
Mm-hmm.
Bean burrito for life.
Love that. Okay.
Okay. My next one is not a brand.
Okay.
But just foods that are combined that I have found interesting. First one, egg roll soup.
Egg roll soup.
It's all of the insides of what you'd put in an egg roll, but you make it in a soup.
Okay. I've had like egg drop soup, but not egg roll soup.
Yeah, like it's even got
wontons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I would be into this for sure because I love both. A little wonton action, a little egg roll action into one.
Mm-hmm.
100%. In.
Yeah.
In. Love that.
And it feels like you can make it whatever you wanted. Like if there's something you're like, oh, I don't love that in an egg roll,
mm-hmm.
you just take it out.
Cool.
So egg roll soup.
Egg roll soup. Okay, next on my list, I believe you also know about this, Jamie. The watermelon Sour Patch Slurpee.
Yeah, I think I had a sugar rush and passed out when I read about that one because 12-year-old me would have been all over that.
Yes. Sadly, I have to say I haven't tried it.
I haven't
and
either.
And I'm actually not a huge Slurpee fan, but watermelon Sour Patch are the only Sour Patch I love, and so I would definitely willing to try it.
Same.
Love that. Love that.
If someone could find me a non-food dyed watermelon Sour Patch, I would eat them all the time. It's one of my favorite chewy candies. That and peachy rings.
Ooh, you could do like a peach Slurpee with a little peachy rings on top. Easy.
Yeah, you could do a peachy over rings the straw.
Oh, oh, cute.
Did we just start a Slurpee company?
We did.
Okay.
Okay, step aside, 7-Eleven. Okay, Jim, James, what do you got next? Jim James.
Okay, my next combo. What I realized as I was reading mashups, it feels like Mexican food offers the most open-handed other mashup with other foods. Like the Cheeto burrito or the Doritos taco. And I learned about spaghetti tacos.
Okay, this is hilarious because I've actually had them.
You have?
Yes. I had some friends that invited me and my friend Lindsay over for dinner one night. And they said, and well, they first were like, hey, we would love to invite you over for dinner. And we said, great, we'll be there. Can we bring anything? And they said, no, we have the menu covered. We're making spaghetti tacos.
And you were like, excuse me?
I need more information. So what we did is hard shell.
Yes.
With noodles inside.
Uh-huh. Meatballs? And then
we didn't do meatballs. We just did meat sauce.
Got it. Okay.
And that was it. You just ate it just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the crunch added to that spaghetti was awesome.
Yeah. I'm definitely not out on this.
Yeah. Totally in. That is so funny that you found that. I have had those and I will honestly give them, if we're doing 5 cookies, 4.5 cookies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I felt like having 1 or 2, I was feeling pretty okay with myself.
Did you add extra cheese to the top? Like some people add like cheese on top of their spaghetti, like Parmesan?
I didn't. No, I think we did.
Did you?
I think we did do Parmesan.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. I think you should try it.
I'm definitely interested.
Kids will love it.
Yeah. Feels fancy.
Okay. What's next on my list?
Yes.
You say? Remember when we had the Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla from Papa John's?
Oh my gosh. I do I liked that. Yeah.
I think we shared the video.
We did.
If not, we'll find it and we'll share it again.
I think Annie filmed it of us because we were all at the double wide.
We'll ask her. But think of a piece of pizza. You literally just plop it in half like a taco. And then the outside, which would be like the crust, is powdered with your Cool Ranch Dorito powder.
If we're being precise, you'd flop it over like a quesadilla because then it's
a quesadilla. Yeah. Right.
Which, quesadilla is just a foldy taco.
Sure.
Soft.
It was lacking a little bit for me on, I just felt like it was a lot of cheese and a lot of bread. I was craving more like mixture on the inside and they just didn't have much of a like offerings for what was inside of the papadilla. What were your thoughts?
I remember liking it. I don't remember being like, wow, I didn't order another one ever again.
Right.
So
yeah.
I liked, not loved.
Yeah. Try it once and then maybe move on to your classic pizza.
Yeah. I have a quesadilla to provide as well.
Okay, great.
A cheeseburger quesadilla. What I'm learning is you can really take cheeseburger ingredients and put it anywhere.
So how is this different from a burrito? Similar, but just different casing?
So quesadilla is just how you make it. So you put it in the center, you fold over your quesadilla, and then you put it like either in a panini press or on the stove or something. Like you melt the cheese. Whereas a burrito, you're just wrapping up all the ingredients and then eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a quesadilla, you melt it all together.
Sure.
So.
Interesting. Is this, again, a homemade thing? Or is this a restaurant that did this?
I don't know. I just found the recipe for it when I was looking up recipes. So it feels, again, pretty easy.
An at-home
adventure. It feels like if you make burgers, if you're meal prepping for your house, you make burgers on Monday night, you could just make extra patties. And then all the ingredients, you could make so many other things for the rest of the week. You could eat burgers on Monday. You could have a cheeseburger burrito on Tuesday.
Sure.
You could have cheeseburger soup on Wednesday. And you could have cheeseburger quesadillas on Thursday.
Wow.
And then you've only prepped one meal and had 4 different ones.
And
you're welcome.
Cheeseburger.
Yep. I am I'm now a cookbook author.
Wow.
And it's called 1 Week in the Life. And
when's your book release?
2025.
Nice. I'll be there with bells on.
Great. I hope you have some sort of costume that is a cheeseburger item.
I'm going to call up Katy Perry and borrow her costume when she was a cheeseburger that one
year. Please do. Please do.
Okay. Next on my list. Remember when Kellogg's did this cereal mashup in one box? They combined Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes.
What? I didn't know this. When was this?
In one box. I do not know the year and I did not participate, but when I saw it existed, I was sad to say that I missed it.
Is it in our adult life?
Probably. I feel like as kids, that didn't really happen too much.
Okay.
But it made me think, what two cereals would I want to put together? And I came up with Reese's Puffs with your, this might gross you out, with Lucky Charms marshmallows, space marshmallows.
No, that doesn't gross me out. I'm going to basically, now that I'm really, really just processing and thinking through my childhood, I think my childhood was mostly a mashup. Like, how do we mix orange soda and Sprite in the Pizza Hut? And how do I put my Cookie Crisp and my Reese's Puffs together in my cereal? Yes. So my whole childhood was just one big mashup.
I love it. I love it. Okay, two cereals. What would you put together?
I just said Cookie Crisp and Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
But you already did it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like a new mashup?
Yeah, a new one.
Well, I'm currently in my cereal era.
Wow.
AKA some end of summer. I don't know why I just do. And I've been eating a lot of O's cereal. So what would I mash up with
O's? Don't you
O's?
Think space marshmallows that like fit in the little O's would be cute?
Good, yeah. Or honestly, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yum.
Honey Nut Cheerios and O's cereal. They're cousins.
You know what's cool about this is we can go just go down the street to Wanna Spoon.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Really do and our do own our, cereal yeah, mashups. Yeah, yeah.
I think also, again, these are cousins, but Fruit Loops and Trix, just to see.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Keep
I'm into on, that.
Keep that same fruity palette.
Yeah, I'm into that. Okay, what's next on your list, James?
Okay. We're headed into dessert. Favorite place for the sugar monster. The Snickers Brownie Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Yum.
I mean, what makes a Brownie Blizzard better? Putting Snickers in there.
Sure.
I also weirdly love a Snickers and ice cream because the caramel, it all gets kind of frozen and it's a little crunchy.
Do you like the Snickers ice cream bars?
Yes, but I think I like a Snickers and ice cream better.
Okay. Interesting.
Because then it's not, it's they've created it as an ice cream bar, the Snickers bar. So yes. The caramel's still gooey, the chocolate's soft. Whereas if you put an actual Snickers into something really cold, I mean, it's probably not as great for the molars, but
sure.
You only live once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay. You don't need all your molars.
You don't?
I don't think so. I don't
think
know.
You do. You need to chew food.
We have a lot of them. I feel like there's.
Oh, boy. Okay. Moving on. We're not
dentists. Room for growth. And by growth, I mean less of.
Okay, you'll really appreciate this because my next one is, this is also a shout out to my mom. Is your mom like my mom where she loves like flavored coffees and creamers?
Kind of. Yeah, she hasn't done that in a few years, but I do remember when I was younger. Yeah. Our moms do love both of the flavored water.
Yes.
But
that's
not
what I
as
thought,
the
maybe.
Creamer. No, that's your mom or more my mom.
Okay, so my mom is really into like the actual like Keurig pods that are like coffee flavored with cool things, and I'm sure there's been one from a candy bar factory, but this one that I think she'll appreciate is Coffee Mate Snickers creamer.
Oh,
might go well with your iced coffee that you like to get.
That
just even a little splash.
Yeah, I will receive.
Yeah,
said creamer.
Don't do too much.
Kay.
Could really ruin a drink.
Could,
but I think a little splash would do you just right.
I love a splash.
Yeah.
Is that it? I didn't know if you had others. You were just saying. Okay.
Oh, I have one more, but do you have any more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
Okay. I have a few more I'm just going to pick.
Okay.
I read about, you're going to love this one.
I can't wait.
PB&J French toast.
I need more words.
So you
There's
make
enough
a French
words,
toast.
But I need more.
But instead of powdered sugar and maple syrup, you put peanut butter and jelly on top.
Oh, my
and so
gosh.
It's basically a PB&J sandwich, but your bread's been made in eggs and then put on the
oh, I am so stove. In. I am so in.
I think it sounds delish.
Oh, yeah.
Also feels like it'd be a little less sweet than just regular French toast.
Less?
Because it's not maple syrup and powdered sugar on top. Because you're thinking, like, it's the bread that you make, and then you put peanut butter and jelly.
I was thinking you keep that syrup drizzled.
Oh, okay, great. All of it.
All of it. More is more. More is more.
I love that.
Okay, the last thing on my list. I can't believe we haven't tried this yet, and I think it's no longer to be found, but hopefully they'll come back out with it. Van Leeuwen's Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
Yes, Van Leeuwen's partnerships, because they also had a Kraft mac and cheese one.
It is so weird. It is so weird, but it's so weird. You got to try it.
If anyone has access to that, we would love to try
please.
It. I mean, we did a whole episode on ranch, didn't we?
We did.
We did.
Entire episode.
I talk about it so much, I kind of forgot if it's on the pod or in real life, but yeah.
Yeah, if you can find, this is your mission, listeners, Snack Show listeners, listen. Mission, if you so accept, find Van Leeuwen's Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream for us, okay?
Yeah. That's a great one, Fal.
Thanks.
I have one more.
Okay.
Just because I would be remiss if I didn't include my favorite food. S'more cheesecake.
Sure. So is this a Cheesecake Factory item?
They do have one. I've also seen other recipes. But, I mean, honestly, anything with marshmallow is better in my book.
Yeah. You love a marshmallow. Okay. Before we go, we're going to play a fun little game.
Oh.
Are you ready? We haven't played in a long time. Okay. It is time for... Good or gross.
Oh, we have not played this in a long time.
So this is from our friends over at Better Homes and Gardens. They came up with a list. This is back in 2022, so last year. 27 creative food mashups you'll wish you tried earlier. And so we're going to run through them, and you tell me, okay, is this good?
I'm going to keep my hand up so I can't see your computer.
Oh, I'll move my computer.
No, it's fine. I just want to make sure I'm giving a true reaction like I haven't seen it already.
Okay.
Okay.
On your mark, get set. Here we go. Crab Rangoon mozzarella sticks.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything crab rangoon.
Peanut butter and jelly banana bread.
Good.
Thank you. Chicken cheeseburger shepherd's pie.
Good.
Ooh, we're on a roll. Carrot cake refrigerator oatmeal.
Good. Like overnight oats is what I'm guessing by refrigerator oatmeal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love carrot cake.
Love it. Lasagna pasta chip nachos.
Good.
So many good words.
Wait, so you cut up the lasagna pasta and make chips out of those?
I don't know. We don't have time.
Okay.
Jalapeno popper chicken soup.
Good.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I'm a mashup girl. This is all delish.
Banh mi pizza.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Okay, love it. Chicken pot pie soup.
Good.
Okay, you're gonna
actually made that.
S'mores icebox cake.
Good.
It looks like a lot of ice cream in there, so I think you'll like it.
Great. I've never had icebox cake. Ugh, is that bad?
No.
I've heard of it in a movie.
I've never had it either.
Okay, great.
Pizza quesadilla.
In. Good.
Creme brulee cheesecake bars.
In. Good.
Oh my gosh. Deviled egg macaroni pasta salad.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Mm-hmm. Baked potato pizza.
Good.
So think of the baked potato ingredients as toppings for a pizza.
Yeah, it's mostly potato on bread that is really getting
me. Think you can do the chili, you can do the cheese, you can do the chives, olive oil.
I'm gonna say good, but I don't love baked potatoes, so keep moving.
Root beer float cupcakes.
Oh, good. Again, I don't really know what that root beer flavor is gonna be or how you make that happen, like in a Pop-Tart, but I'm happy to figure it out.
Okay, I have one for you. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to say yes. Mac and cheese dogs.
Oh, great.
Literally just a hot dog with mac and cheese on top. How do we say yes even louder? And I'm going to move along. Cheesecake stuffed peaches.
Peaches?
Yes, cheesecake stuffed peaches.
Good.
So think of a peach. It's hollowed out and you put cheesecake in the middle and bake it.
Great.
Mimosa pancakes.
Okay, yeah. I think that'd be good.
She's going to be a little more excited.
It's something
than
about the bubbly of a mimosa that I'm confused in a pancake.
That just helps make it really fluffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Pasta and meatballs meatloaf.
Good.
Okay, love.
There's not a mashup that's bad is really what we're telling you on today's episode.
I might
episode.
Get you here.
Oh,
baklava monkey bread.
I bet that's good. I don't love baklava, but like people that love baklava.
This is you. Good or gross?
It's fine. It's good.
Okay. And then last one, strawberry margarita cheesecake minis.
That's a lot. It's good, but it's a lot.
Wow. Good across the board.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going home with
I'm
all these recipes.
I'm just a mashup girl living in a mashup world.
I love that. Okay, before we head to the snack of the week, can I just tell you some dream mashups I came up with?
Yeah.
That they don't exist, at least that I found yet, and I wish they did. Reduced fat Jif peanut butter cups.
Mm.
Somehow taking the reduced fat Jif peanut butter and inserting it into a Reese's.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't know how it would work, but that is my dream.
Okay.
Next is a crumble cookie peanut butter M&M's snickerdoodle.
Peanut butter M&M's.
So you know how people do like peanut butter, or not peanut butter, M&M cookies?
Uh-huh.
I want Crumble to do it with their snickerdoodle cookie, but instead of M&M's, I want peanut butter M&M's.
That is a great one.
Right? Okay. It makes you think a little bit, but yeah. I think it would be good. Dairy Queen Blizzard with Hershey Sunday pie pieces.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this is a weird one. You know what Yum Yum sauce is?
Uh-huh.
Like if you go to a hibachi grill.
Yeah.
Yum Yum sauce flavored Lay's wavy chips.
Okay.
Sounds weird, but I think it would be awesome.
I think it'd be great. I have one.
Okay.
I would like a sauce that is ranch and Cholula.
You can already do that.
I know I can make it. What I'm saying is I'd like them to, yeah.
You want a pre-package?
Because then if I'm out, you know, somewhere else, I don't have to carry two bottles.
Ooh, nice. Nice. And then last one. This is a shout out to Anthony as we were brainstorming. This was his idea and I stole it right out from under him. Cookie. Well, his was peanut butter Stroop waffles instead of the caramel inside. I said, what about cookie butter inside a Stroop waffle? Can you imagine?
I can. Yeah.
So good.
That would be so good.
So, so good. Okay. Before we leave, we have to do our favorite segment. It is the
snack of the week. Dun, dun, snack of the week.
Snack of the week. Before we go into the snack of the week, I have some very sad news to share.
Okay.
We have run out of listener snack of the week submissions.
We need more.
So if you guys call have us. Not sent one in, which I know you haven't because I know how many people listen to our show and there hasn't been that many submissions yet. So please send in your snack of the week so we can show you some love on the show and you can hear yourself on the show and you can share with us a new snack of the week. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a mashup? Call in your mashup.
Call in your mashup. So if you go to our Instagram at the Snack Show Pod in our link tree, there is a link in order to record even a 30-second, 10-second, whatever it needs to be.
The link tree is the link in bio. So just click on that URL and there'll be one that says call us.
Mm-hmm. Call us, leave us a message, and we will put you into our show. Okay, Jamie, what is your snack of the week?
Okay, my snack of the week, we did about 2 weeks ago. I talked about how I'm traveling more. And so my snack of the week was something I eat while I travel. Continuing to still travel every week. So this week is also one that I really only eat when I'm on an airplane.
I'm ready.
And that is a Three Musketeers bar.
Sure, she gets them at the airport, folks.
I do. And I never think about a Three Musketeers any other day. Mm-hmm. Maybe on Halloween if I'm with my friend's kids and they've got a mini one and they want to give it to me. But other than that, doesn't cross my mind. I get to 10,000 feet in the air and it's all I can think about.
Wow, that and ginger ale.
So it's my space brain.
I love it. I love it so much.
Three Musketeers.
Okay.
Val, what's your snack of the week?
Is this going to be generic because I can't remember the brand that I'm currently using or currently using protein shakes.
Ooh.
So my coworker Ryan brought in this big vat of protein powder and said, hey, I don't really like this. Would you like this? And I was like, what's wrong with it? He's like, it's strawberry flavored and there's little chunks of strawberry and I just don't like that texture in my protein powder. I said, pass that bin over. I'll use it.
He did not share any with me.
Oh, well, you can have some. There's plenty.
It's
plenty
sounds, to go around. I love strawberry. I was going to ask what
very
flavor.
Good. Yeah, it kind of tastes like strawberry shortcake-esque. Like there's a little creaminess to it. You do have to deal with chunks of strawberry, which I don't mind at all.
No.
But if that's not your vibe, it's not your best friend. But,
if I'm being honest, I am never great at shaking a protein shake enough where there's not a chunk of like powder anyway. So what does it matter if it's
a strawberry?
Do you
use one of those like metal balls to help break it up?
I do.
Weird.
And I've changed the like, do I put the liquid in first and then the powder to put the powder in first and the liquid? I consume it either way.
Yeah. If anyone has a tip how to really break down your protein powder in your drink, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, that's all we have. Try some of these mashups if you haven't. Share mashups that we didn't mention in our comments on Instagram or on YouTube. We're also on YouTube. Don't forget. And I think that's all we got. We'll see you next week.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.